Ladies and gentlemen, that was Le Parc by Tangerine Dream, and it was from the Jive Electro label. Fantastic soundtrack to Street Hawk. Took me right back. I was like jigging away, like thinking I was on the motorbike doing like perfect right angles through neon lit Los Angeles streets. What about you, Mick?
Oh yeah, my son used to love it. We used to watch it incessantly.
Anyway, we thought that would be a nice little opener. You know how we feel about Tangerine Dream. Next up is Noi.
Bye. Wissen Sie, was ein Küsschen ist?
That was La Bomba and Stop Apartheid Worldwide. I thought that was quite a nice tune to play, considering all the, I don't know, the spate of racism kicking back into the just fraternity in general. And there's just no need for it. Anyway, that's on Grönland. That's from 2010. Obviously, Tangerine Dream was from 1985, and it was on Jive Electro. I'm going to play you Edgar Froese tune now called Crismo Pompas, and it's from hold on a second, bear with me.
Yeah, it was the Kamikaze soundtrack. Filmed by Hans Werner Fassbinder.
Yeah, it was Rainer Werner Fassbinder. Filmed by Wolf Grimm, Kamikaze 1989 soundtrack. Stunning tune, this, anyway. I'll just let the record do the talking, shall I? Thank you. you go. That was Chris Mapompas. Definitely worth checking out that soundtrack is. You'll have to bear with us. We've got we've managed to rig up two microphones now, and Mickey and I can actually speak to one another through the radio waves. And I suppose we're just trying to find our sort of niches and our roles within that, aren't we, Mick?
Well, apart from the fact that I twiddle the knobs and move the sliders. You know,
So if you I'm sure we'll get to grips with it soon. Like, it's just it's our first time like chatting together and like chatting about Kraut Rock and just chatting about stuff in general on the airwaves. So well, I'm sure we'll find out, like I said, we'll find our places soon enough and I'll find our comfort zones. And speaking of comfort zones, you probably think it's a bit weird me playing a Scorpions tune, but believe it or not, Scorpions were an amazing band way back in the 70s. And I'm going to play you a tune called Lonesome Crow off their self-titled album.
Thank you.
there you go. That was I played you two mega tunes back to back. 13-minute epic by the Scorpions, and it was the title tune, Lonesome Crow. Some great guitar in there from Rudolf and Michael Schenker. And surprise, surprise, have a guess who it's produced by, Mick? Connie Plank, who we're doing a tribute show towards next week. I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Mickey for a little bit now to sort of chat about that Popol Vuh.
Yeah, the Popol Vuh track, Indian Get and Pharaoh's the title track. There was just an Ausschnitt or an excerpt from it there. That was their second album. The first album, Waffenstunde, was actually 1970, so I guess that was 1971. I can't remember offhand. Interesting. Even back then when they were electronic, they still had a very organic feel to themselves. And when Florian Fricke decided to go mainly all acoustic, interestingly, he sold his Big Moog synthesizer to Klaus Schulze. So when Klaus Schulze took it over, you see, yeah.
You was mentioning the Fender Rhodes.
Yeah, so Fender Rhodes piano there.
Beautiful sound, yes. Like, wasn't it? You just like beautiful.
Absolutely, it's a superb album.
Seems as this is our little obscure phase in our little oscillation set. We thought we'd play some Limbus 4.
Thank you.
The wonderful Limbus 4 album called Mandalas, OHR, UR Records. That's from 1971. That tune was called Diana. Diana, it's, yeah, the album, like, if you can get your hands on it, like, it's just wonderful. What was you going to say, Mick? Sorry.
I don't know, it was kind of the next stage in psychedelia to me. From what went on in from the mid-60s to the late-60s, this album being 1971, such creativity behind it. It kind of reminds me of Phallus Dei, Amundul 2, first album, the improvisation there, you know? Excellent, excellent.
Yeah, led off quite nicely from the Popol Vuh Fort. We're going to play you some Cannes Lost Tapes now. Thank you.
Saturday night. The woman will send you your love. The woman will send you your love. The woman will send you your love. The woman will send you your love.
There you go, that's One More Saturday Night Live from 1973, and that's the Essential Lost Tapes of Can from 1968 to 76. produced and compiled by Karl Heinz Stockhausen, no less.
Now, I could be mistaken here, but there's no actually, doesn't state on the album cover where this was recorded at, but I suspect it might have been a BBC recording from a John Peel session from about 1972, 73, because I actually remember listening to it on the radio at the time and recording it onto a cassette, which I've since lost donkeys years ago. But BBC engineers used to be able to capture a whole sessions of bands within 3 hours. Top quality stuff. We're going to be leaving you with Edgar Froese.
Yeah, but we're just before that, we wanted to mention the BBC because it's been taking a bit of a pounding recently, hasn't it, Mick?
Yeah, it certainly has.
A proper pasting, but you just forget about like all that kind of stuff that Mickey's just mentioned, like the how sort of groundbreaking a lot of the music programmes were, and how it's sort of very right on the cusp of things that they were, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, Germany had the Beat Club, which was broadcast on the TV, which was groundbreaking. That was all the way through the 60s.
That was their top of the pops, wasn't it?
Well, actually, it was much better than that.
Anyway, we started with Tangerine Dream, if you remember, way back that Street Hawk, beautiful Street Hawk soundtrack. And we're going to end with, like, a Gaffarosi Stuntman. So it's Auf Wiedersehen, Pet.
Good night.